Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. This is Atlanta's exclusive home for Atlanta Braves baseball, bringing you the latest on the Braves all year. Now, the Fan presents the Braves Clubhouse Report.
1-1 to Olsen. And he drives one to deep center field. Back at the wall, that is pulverized out of the ballpark.
Presented by Arrow Exterminators. Call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Swung on, belted. Deep right field. Gone.
This is the home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Now, the Braves Clubhouse Report.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of the Braves Clubhouse Report. We're with you Wednesdays, 2 to 2.30, year-round, right here on your home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Kevin McAlpin joined in studio this week by our buddy Mark Bowman. You know him, you love him, you follow him on social media at MLB Bowman. Does a great job covering the Braves, and of course, we got lots to get into over the course of our show. Coming up in just a little while, we'll take you back inside the clubhouse following last night's 5-0 victory. We'll hear from Brian Snitker and, of course, the man of the hour, Max Fried, and of course, we'll talk more about the series finale. Braves a chance to break out the brooms later on tonight against the visiting Marlins. But, Bo, let's start right there. Max Fried, his performance last night, I mean, I think dominating is about the best way you can describe what he did to Miami last night. The outfielders didn't have to do a whole lot. I think they had two balls hit to them all night. Three hits, nine innings, no walks, six Ks, 92 pitches, another Maddux, and what a night it was for Max Fried last night.
Yeah, it's not exactly the same as that night when Randy Johnson threw the perfect game, but it wasn't a perfect game. But in the third or fourth inning, you kind of had that feeling. You're like, he's going the distance. It will be a shutout. The only question was, how many pitches is he going to end up with? It was, is he going to get below 90, or where's he going to be? You knew what the result was going to be. That's how good he was in those early innings. And you could sit here and go, oh, it was the Marlins. It was the Marlins, but that was also Max Fried.
Yeah.
That's the Max Fried that we know. This is a special pitcher in terms of talent. This is a very special competitor. You knew that, his struggles weren't going to linger too long. We saw him get off to a rough start in 2021 and then just roll when he came back in May that year from a hamstring strain. I can't remember exactly his ERA the rest of the way there. It was like 2.5 or something over the final 5 months of the season. I think that's where we're heading right now. And the reason I say that, I think Max kind of came into the season. He was toying with this. If you look on Baseball Savant, it was called the sweeper. If you really just want to get down to it, it's a softer slider. And he was throwing that much more frequently than he was the hard slider. What we're talking about, the sweeper or soft slider is about 78, 80 miles an hour. The hard slider, 85, 87. We saw that become, that third pitch. It's the fastball changeup or fastball curveball, I'm sorry. We saw the changeup as well. The slider comes in there back to where it was last year. But that soft slider, the sweeper, is all of a sudden, it is, I think he threw one of them last night.
Yeah.
This is who he is. 2019, when he made that leap, that was that pitch he added. He's always had a great curveball. You add that harder slider to it, that's all he needs, it's, don't make it too complicated. It's hard enough to have two good breaking balls. Just keep it at that. And I think that's what we'll see more frequently. Moving on, I asked him last night after the game. You probably, heard it last night where I said, do you wish you had thrown that pitch more frequently the first three or four starts? And he said, yeah. So I think, we're going to see more of who Max Fried was. Not only just, guys go through rough stretches, but at the same time, I think we're going to see that repertoire That's very familiar to us as well.
You and I were sitting together. We were sitting next to each other last night. I know every time he wrapped up an inning, we looked at the board and went, all right, 27 pitches through three, 37 through four, 49 through five. He was at 57 pitches. I mean, he was averaging 10 pitches per inning. It was just incredible to see. But going back to the post game last night, Domino and I talked about this on the podcast this morning. It felt like we heard a different Max Fried. You know, he's not a guy that gets overly excited. You know, hey, how'd you feel tonight? Yeah, it was good. Mm-hmm. It was exciting. I felt like, I don't know if it's a breath of fresh air. I don't know if these last few starts have been able to just go, okay, I can still do this. Like, I don't know if what was weighing on him or if it was bothering him early on in the season. But you just, I don't know how you feel about it, but it felt like it was a different Max Fried at the podium last night, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, sometimes it just, you got to get into a season. It's, you know, I know I've used this example many times, but it's the one that still just, it resonates, you know, whenever I think about it, that Greg Maddux, when he got here in 1993, said, I'm trying to live up to that contract, whatever it was at the time, $5 and $28 million or something, you know.
Right.
And to think about that, a guy who was in the midst of winning four straight Cy Youngs felt pressure. You know, Max Fried knows this could be his last year in Atlanta. More importantly, he knows this is a contract year. This is that time to get paid. You come into the year, maybe you're feeling a little bit different. It's you could say, I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to do this. It's. You can't avoid it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you get into the season, you say, you know what, three or four starts in, I'm a competitor. I'm just going to go out there and do what I've done and let it all, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Right.
You know, you can't worry about things. But sometimes you got to get out there and start that round before you start finding that fairway on a consistent basis.
Yeah, boy, I have enough trouble finding a fairway after I'm getting through the first
nine.
I find
fairways. It's not the one I'm playing.
Right. Yeah, you're teeing off on one, and ended up on 18. Yeah, that's kind of how it usually goes for me. It was great to see Max, and he didn't get a ton of run support. He didn't have a lot of wiggle room last night. He gets the two runs in the second inning, the RBI double from Michael Harris, sack fly from David Fletcher, and then, of course, Adam Duvall with a two-run homer, which leads me to my next question. You know, Duvall, it's kind of gotten off to a slow start, and we know that Riley hasn't gotten fired. We know that Matt Olson hasn't really kicked it into gear. Ronald, let's be honest, he hasn't shown a lot of power. We've seen the speed when he gets on base. Do you feel like maybe over the next week or two we start seeing some of these guys get a little bit of a breather? We sort of talked about it last night. Maybe Matt Olson tomorrow. Maybe Austin Riley gets a break, knowing they're off tomorrow. Really give them 48 hours off their legs.
I like that idea. I really hope that we see that more this year, you know, so that – you know, whether it's Orlando Arcia or, like you said, either of the two corner infielders, you know, you just heard, if you were just listening to Chris Domino here about 15 minutes ago, you don't get any awards. You don't get any Purple Hearts for playing all these games. It's great. You know, if you want to play, you know, all the games, it's fine. But at the same time, take your time off now. And this is something I was talking to Andrew Jones about back in March. You know what benefits a player? And he said, you know, give them time off now and then let them play and be in just that stretch in September. Don't necessarily give them time off then. Let them get on a roll, stay on a roll at that point in time over the final weeks of the season. But this is the time to make sure that their bodies don't get fatigued right now. Now, at the same time, that's easier said than done. I covered Andrew Jones during those younger years when he wouldn't, you know, he didn't really want days off either. It's tough to give some of these guys days off because they don't want it. But at the same time, I think you just have to, you know, looking at what happened the last 2 years, it didn't feel like they were fatigued or anything like that, you know, heading into Philadelphia. The first year, it's a pitching issue.
Right.
Last year, I don't know. Just the Phillies just pitched great. Yeah. You know, the Phillies silenced maybe one of the greatest offenses the game has ever seen.
Yeah.
Let's not make too much out of four games. But at the same time, I think it makes sense to give guys rest, you know, when you can, especially when they've already played, you know, 162 games the previous two seasons or so, two or three seasons, whatever. Nobody's catching Cal Ripken. So let's take advantage of the opportunity to give guys rest when we can.
You love that guys want to go to the post. You know that they want to be in the lineup every day. But at the same time, It's not just getting into the playoffs. The goal is so much bigger than that now. You want to get in, you want to get to the World Series, and you want to have another parade. So we'll see what they decide to do. Lineups have not been posted as of yet, but we'll see if one of those two guys, whether it's Riley or Olson, gets a night off tonight. Matt Olson really scuffling, an 0 for 25, and he has been certainly, you know what he can do when he gets hot, and obviously it's been a rough go for him here lately. All right, I want to take you back inside the clubhouse following last night's game. Let's first hear from Brian Snitker, because Bo, I know you and I have really enjoyed watching Max Fried grow up from his first spring training to where he is now, and here was Snit talking about what it's been like from his vantage point.
It's been fun watching his development and getting to know him and being with him pretty much the whole way, you know, here. And it's just how he's matured and the confidence and, you know, that he's never satisfied. He's always wants to work to get better and expects a lot out of himself and very dedicated and everything that great pitchers are.
He's become a bulldog. He's become your ace of the staff, and nobody in baseball, left-handed wise, has more wins than Max Fried over the years. I go back to that first spring training. I don't know if you were back there with us. It was at Disney. It was on a backfield. We watched that curveball, and I know there was a few folks that stood around and just went, "Oh wow! Like this kid looks like he looks the part when he took the mound against established major leaguers."
I think those were Roger McDowell's exact words. Exactly what you just said. You know, he looked the part. You looked at him the first time you saw him, and you said, "Oh wow, this is something different. Yeah. This is something special." It's something like, you know, when Bobby Cox first saw Cole Hamels come over as a double-A pitcher and pitch for the Phillies at Disney. Some guys just stand out. Max mm-hmm. was one of those guys, especially with that curveball. Max has been a special pitcher and can be a special pitcher for many years to come. I think that, you know, you look at the rebuild and you know, what they were able to gain from, you know, the rebuild in terms of players, you know, get Austin Riley and Max Fried and A.J. Mentor, so many others that have had an impact, you know, whether it be short-term, long-term, to get other players. Max Fried ranks right up there at the top in terms of impact guys. You don't win the 2021 World Series without him. What he did, you know, growth-wise in 2019, he took a significant step. And then all of a sudden in 2020, when Mike Soroka gets hurt, you know, we just have seen Max Fried go from, okay, he's number two on the staff, to maybe he might be the best, you know, one or top three pitchers in the National League and in Major League Baseball, whatever you want to say. He took that step, and he had special stuff, like I said. But the one thing that I really like is just his competitiveness. You know, he doesn't like to lose. I know there's a lot of guys like that, but his actions year after year show his determination.
And it's been incredible to watch. And obviously for Max, it's his fourth time going the distance, as he went nine innings last night, just three hits, no walks and six strikeouts. And here's Max talking about the satisfaction he gets tossing yet another Maddux.
I hadn't had a nine-inning complete game since 21. I was just very much on the same mentality of on the attack, trying to get ground balls. And any time that you can go out there and give the bullpen a night off, it's huge, especially because a couple starts so far, they've had to pick me up. So to do my part and starting to pay them back, it's a good start.
It certainly was great to see Max go out there. Bullpen's in great shape, Bo. I mean, you look at even just the last couple of days, you haven't had to use a whole lot, so you can really kind of do whatever you want with the pen tonight. Day off tomorrow, and the good news is you got Ronaldo Lopez on the mound, so if he gives you, you know, five, six good innings and you're comfortably in front, you can do whatever you want coming out of the pen tonight.
That's a good feeling. I mean, you think about how quickly things change. They went ahead and used Iglesias last Wednesday there in Houston. He had warmed up, or he'd been used Sunday, warmed up Monday, used Tuesday, somewhere along those lines. It looked like he might be down on Wednesday. They go ahead and use him, so now all of a sudden he's down. I think Mentor was down Friday. You get seven innings out of Chris Sale there. You get Bryce Elder going into the seventh inning on Sunday. You get Max Fried going the distance last night. Like you said, this was very timely, you know, for these guys to put these starts together to where, you know, now all of a sudden Pierce Johnson and Joe Jimenez and Iglesias and Mentor and these guys that have had a pretty big week workload because these guys have had the lead and they're trying to finish off games a lot this year. you know, they got a much-deserved rest, and it will benefit them over the next few weeks.
No question about it. We'll see how that plays out tonight. Braves and Marlins series finale. Going for a sweep of the Fish, day off tomorrow, and then the Cleveland Guardians, team with the best record in baseball, will be here at Truist Park over the weekend. All right, when we return, we're going to talk about a future best-selling author. That's right. It's called The Franchise by Mark Bowman. We're going to talk more about the book that's hitting the shelves very soon. I got a copy in my hand. I got an autographed copy in my hand. Thanks so much, Bo. This is going to go right there on the shelf with all of my most prized possessions.
Go ahead and tell them what I wrote.
Okay. It says, thank you for being the brother I never knew I wanted.
I know. I should.
But you messed up.
Yeah, I messed up. Yeah. I should have said never wanted.
Never wanted. Yeah, never knew I wanted. But I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take the kind words. And we'll talk about the franchise with Mark Bowman as we continue with the Braves Clubhouse Report. Coming up next here on The Fan.
The Braves Clubhouse Report on 680 The Fan.
In real estate, it's all about the amenities. I should know. I'm an agent.
At Hyundai, all of our models offer first-class features, like Android Auto, an available Bose premium audio system, heated front and rear seats, and wireless device charging.
It's like an upscale home on wheels in here.
It's your journey. Own every mile.
Lease a Tucson for $209 a month, or get 3.79% APR for 72 months, or $2,000 bonus cash. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Offers end April 30th. Call 813-867-0006 for complete offer details.
Hey Braves fans, spring and warm weather are officially here, and you know what that means. Bugs, termites, mosquitoes, ants, and roaches will be out in full force. Luckily, you can trust the pros at Arrow Exterminators to keep your home pest-free inside and out. Arrow Exterminators protects homes and businesses and is the official pest control provider of Truist Park and the Atlanta Braves, so you know that you're getting the best from the best. To set up a free pest inspection, call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com. That's 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Now, here's more Braves talk from inside the clubhouse. This is the Atlanta Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators on the home of the Braves, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
With you Wednesdays, 2 to 2:30 here on the Fan Braves Clubhouse Report. Kevin and Mark Bowman in studio here with you, and we're going to talk about the franchise coming up in just a moment. But folks, it's your chance to be a Brave for the day on Diamond Days, presented by Solomon Brothers and the Atlanta Braves. Go to 680thefan.com/Diamond Days to sign up. All right, I am holding in my hand a copy of The Franchise and a curated history of the Braves by Mark Bowman, and the foreword by, oh, by the way, happy birthday to Chipper Jones, who you got to write the foreword in this one. Now, truth be told, I just got the book yesterday, so I haven't
had a
chance. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chris. I haven't had a chance to fully dive into it, but man, what a project this was for you, and you did it during a 104-win season, so it wasn't like you had anything else going on last summer, right?
There weren't too many free hours last summer, but it was a lot of fun, and, you know, if you, you know, just read, buy the book just to read what Chipper had to say in the foreword. He, you know, and then you'll probably run through a wall. I mean, this man is... You know, there's Hank Aaron, there's Chipper Jones. He's as much the Braves as anybody, and how much he loves the organization, how much he respects what the organization has done and will do, is told right there within his first few those first few pages, his foreword. And it was a pleasure to work with him with so many different people who helped me, you know, put this book together, from Terry McGuirk helping me with a lot of the early years, the formation of TBS, the Ted Turner years. Obviously, Terry's been that guy who's been there from the start of that, from that stretch. His fingerprints are all over this organization. Working, you know, talking to Alex about what's happened the last few years, you know, talking to Snit about his stories, and Glav and Smoltz, you know, just so many different people that helped out with this book. You know, I'm forever thankful, and I hope that the fans enjoy, you know, to get a sense of, you know, not only what's happened here in Atlanta. It touches on Boston and Milwaukee, but, you know, I tried to go behind the scenes a little bit more about, you know, what's happened ever since Ted bought this club back in 75 or 76, I believe.
I know you've talked to so many of these guys that are featured in the book. Was there one conversation, was there one story maybe you heard for the first time, or was there maybe somebody that you had a chance to visit with where you just went, wow, like that, you kind of walked away from a conversation going, man, like that was really cool. Like, I just learned something that I had never heard. You've been covering this team for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of them. I mean, in all honesty, you know, it started off, the book starts off with Faye Vincent, who was the commissioner there in 1990, coming to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium and meeting with McGurk, and basically, they, you know, at that point in time, they're looking for a GM, and they're talking about, you know, the Braves are, what, how many times they've been in last place over the previous, you know, going back to, you got 82, they win a division, 83, they, you know, come up short, but then from 84 to 80 to 90, it's a laughing stock. Yeah. They're the laughing stock of baseball. And they're talking about getting this guy named John Shurls to be the GM. There's, I mean, this maybe isn't in the public, but, you know, McGurk mentions that to Faye Vincent, who then laughs at him and said, why would John Shurls want to come here? And it kind of gives you a sense of just exactly what John Shurls and Bobby Cox built was something special from that 19, you know, after that 1990 season, you know, but to understand what people truly thought of the Braves at that point in time. I think that gives you a good understanding of where they were at that point. You know, talking to Bud Selig about some of those years in Milwaukee, that was fun. You know, some of his relationships with Hank Aaron, you know, his relationship with Hank Aaron, his relationship with Bill Bartholomew, you know, in terms of, you know, he wasn't happy with Bill Bartholomew when he moved the Braves out of there. Just hearing that story kind of gave you that Milwaukee perspective, and if you connect the dots, you kind of realize that if Bill Bartholomew hadn't moved the Braves out of Milwaukee, there's a chance Bud Selig's never the commissioner.
Is that right?
Well, you know, you think about it. I mean, Bud Selig never becomes the owner of. May not have become an owner at that point in time. So anyhow, a lot of those kind of conversations, talking to John Smoltz about, you know, just driving from, you know, New York, where he was in the minor leagues when he was told about the trade, having to drive to Richmond in his old beat up car, and just kind of going through that. I don't think I'd ever heard that story, you know, throughout, or, you know, from start to finish. Talking to Glav about what it was like to wake up on, you know, the morning of game six, and what it was like going to the ballpark. And yeah, I mean, it was all fun. It was so, and just talking to Chipper about some of those earliest days of going to the rookie, or they still had, you know, sent the instructional league, I should say, down there in Bradenton, you know, going down there and how many swings he would take, you know, in terms of working with, you know, Willie Stargell and so many different other guys. You asked me if there's one thing. No, there's a lot of things.
Yeah.
It was just a pleasure to, you know, not only, you know, hear some of these stories, but these are all, my job has been made so easy because of how many class acts there are, yeah, you know, with around this organization. Tom Glavine taught us all how to kind of be a pro, you know, it's in terms of just, you know, you're around Tom Glavine, you kind of understand what it's, you know, he has a lot of fun. But at the same time, you understand how to get your work done in an effective and fun manner. And then Maddox, you know, he was Greg Maddox.
Yes, he was. You could do a whole book on the stories that you could get about Greg Maddox. You mentioned the organization being full of class acts. Chapter 39 here is about Brian Snitker. And it feels like when his time is done, when he hangs it up, whenever that is, don't you feel like there's a book waiting there just on everything he went through and his trials and tribulations and, you know, being promoted / demoted after, what, 2013, and then here he is, a World Series champion. It feels like there's a book or there's a movie waiting somewhere down the line for
Alex
Smith, right?
Yeah, and if you ask him what the title would be, I think he would use the term recycled. I think he uses that a lot. You know, how many times he's been demoted and pushed out and, oh, you know, we're going to forget about him. And, you know, in all honesty, you know, what Snit has taught us is the value of dedication and loyalty. I mean, he sat there and was, you know, passed over how many times, and even when he got the managerial job, the thought was, oh, he'll be here a couple months, and now all of a sudden, who's the second best manager in Braves history?
Yeah,
Brian Snitker.
There he is. He will.
And
certainly,
when you're second is Bobby Cox. That's,
Chuck, you know, Tanner would like a word with you.
I think Bobby Cox had the last word with Chuck Tanner.
He certainly done something right. Well, Bo, we're looking forward to digging into it, man. It's called The Franchise. It's available June the 4th, but you can pre-order it on your social media page. So if folks want to look, it's MLB Bowman on X. I keep wanting to say Twitter, but it's on X. Click the link. It's on Amazon there. And I appreciate the copy. I will. This is going to be Max's summer reading project, by the way. So yes. I'm going to have him dive into this one here. He'll
if
get
you don't, if you don't want to help me, just help Jeff Bezos go to Amazon. He needs some.
Is that available on Audible?
Yeah, I think so.
Will you read it to me?
All right, well, listen, hey, Matt, we're going to check in with you, but we got,
all right, too
we got,
early.
We got a little more business to do. Well, we'll wrap up things, and we'll talk about tonight, and we'll check in with Mr. Chernoff as we close up the Braves Clubhouse Report coming up next on The Fan.
This is the Braves Clubhouse Report, exclusively on 680 The Fan.
You shouldn't need a degree in finance to choose a checking account. That's why we made Truist One Checking. No trade-offs, no compromise, no hassle. Just the stuff you want from a bank that cares. And that means no overdraft fees, lots of practical perks, and automatic upgrades. Truist One Checking. One simple choice. Visit Truist.com/one. Truist.com/one. Truist Bank, member FDIC.
The laundry room. Until we got Xfinity, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. But now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
The 2 p.m. hour is brought to you by Southern Exteriors, the Southeast's premier home exterior solution. Quality and precision you can rely on for over 20 years. Visit southernexteriors.co. You're listening to the Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators, exclusively on Atlanta's sports station, the home of the Braves, The Fan.
Final segment on this week's edition of the Braves Clubhouse Report. We got the Braves and Marlins. Final game of the series coming up tonight. Day off tomorrow. Back at it on Friday with the Cleveland Guardians in town. And, Bo, again, big thanks for this. I got Chernoff's jealous. He is jealous over here that I got my autographed copy already.
Well, and he wrote you this sweet message. I just think now whatever I would get would just feel like pity.
You think so?
I'm fine with it. I'm just saying it would feel like pity.
What if I just say I like you better than steak?
I mean, if that's the bar, I'll take it.
But I mean, is it a capitalized?
Oh, I thought you meant than the meal.
Why? I thought you meant, yeah, okay. Exactly.
Bo, I like you more than pizza.
I thought he was going to say he likes you more than me. So
no, that's impossible. I mean, no. Who could like that?
I don't know about
frozen
that.
Rope, never.
I don't know. By the way, I got to tell you, 13 years later, here we are. That nickname has stuck. Like,
very impressive.
Thank you. It is very impressive.
That's frozen rope. That's what Reggie says every set. He said, I haven't seen Reggie. A frozen rope yet. You know what I say? It's a frozen dope.
Oh. You're not the only one. There's a guy up in Chattanooga who says that all the time, too. My friend Brian.
You love that guy. That guy loves to
He stay. Loves me. Boy, yeah. He still follows me on social media all these years later.
That's okay.
Calling me the frozen dope.
Yeah. Frozen dope.
I'm glad you don't look at me like that.
Never. Not to your face.
What was your thoughts watching old Maximus last night dominate the way that he did?
It was nice to see vintage. Yeah. Max Fried, right? The ground balls, what do you have, 17? In the game, that was the fun part. And it was one of those things in the ninth inning, I looked at my watch and went, it's 9:10? Like that? No. So now I have like another 2 hours where I really want to go to bed. And I have something, I could watch some playoffs. I want to thank Max for getting it done so quickly. Like that was awesome.
I got home. I had enough time. I grabbed a beer. I watched the end of the Mets game. I watched them lose on the road last night. So I had some fun with, even more fun with my friends in Queens last night.
Do you have that on schedule, right, where it just said the Mets lost? You
no,
just
I type
have that
it out. I type it
so
out.
So it's not in queue, just.
No. No, I type it. And every now and then I'll let people
hear
send
it before.
Too. Yeah, Cullen's hit send. I said, you want to hit send on it tonight? Yeah, so next time you're around.
I'd love to.
Happy to fire it
off.
The
good news is, it doesn't, get in their feelings at all in New York. They just take it in stride.
No. Rent free.
Can I tell you what I'm happy about? And I mean this, Bo. I'm glad the Mets are okay. Like, I don't think they're very good. I think they're okay.
Yeah.
Because it's more fun when those people believe that they're actually going to be in this. And then they get the knife twisted in them somewhere mid-June or July, and they go back to being what they were. It would have been awful if they'd just been miserable the whole way. There's no fun in that.
Yeah, you kind of want your rival to have, to, you know, create some hope, feel some hope, because you kind of see where this is going.
You know what they are.
Yeah.
Like, again, they've done a decent job and they've pitched okay, but kind of hang around, be there, just be around 500, and then mid-June, fall apart and then go back to hell, demons.
No hope of ever being good.
What's that one dude's name up in New York that we had fun with a couple years
ago? It was Sal Licata, who now apparently is into it with the Dan Lebatard show. Him and Stugatz, John Wiener, are going back and forth. So right? I guess I'm out now. They're battling. So you just never know.
That loser sports town?
We had our fun a couple years ago.
We did. It's all. Listen, sports radio wars are fun.
Shut up!
He screams at me. And the fun went away, Bo, when he stopped doing overnights.
Get lost!
So he started doing middays, and they started feeling himself and smelling himself. And I was like, it's not as fun.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
When he was doing overnights and had nobody to talk to, and that was fun for me.
What was the guy's name? It was like Cheeseburger Billy or something.
Oh, all the overnight callers.
Yeah. Taco Frank.
It was Taco Frank.
Taco Frank. Frank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You name it. There was all those overnight, graveyard shift guys that are great.
Oh, man. Well, hey, speaking of great, you and Chuck Oliver are coming up next, and you guys are a great program. What's coming up on the big show today?
Well, it is draft eve.
Yes, I've heard.
So we are on the doorstep of finally getting to the draft, and the rumors are flying all over the place, including the Falcons being tied to a quarterback at number 8. Lies. But we'll touch on that. Plus, our agent to the Stars, Hadley Engelhardt, will stop by. We'll pick his brain about the night before the draft. Does the agent, does he have the butterflies? Does he have the nerves? Does he have trouble sleeping? And does he do a bed check on all of his guys to make sure you come this far, you don't screw it up now? So we'll do all that. Plus, we'll talk about Freed, the Braves, and all that good stuff.
Hey, speaking of, nice that they have a scheduled day off tomorrow.
Perfect.
So you don't have to watch on Tuesday. You can just turn all your attention to the draft tomorrow.
Well, we'll be live at Harris Cherokee in the Caesars Sportsbook doing our live draft spectacular. Okay, Max. So, yes, we'll be all focused on the football.
Have you guys checked out those fan caves they have up there? Those things are awesome.
Who are you talking to?
I know who I'm talking to. Those things are sick.
I mean, first you get a book from Bo signed. Next you talk down to me. It's like, hey, Mac, I don't know what's going on.
All right. Well, Bo, appreciate you hopping in studio with us. Again, the book is out June 4th. You can pre-order it now, and make sure that Chuck and Chernoff get a copy of that as well.
They will.
All right.
They will.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us. Chuck and Chernoff,
sign
my
mistake for me.
We'll see you for the pregame coverage tonight, 6:05 Eastern, Ford Leadoff Show, Domino and I. Braves and Marlins at 7:20. In the meantime, you got Chuck and Chernoff taking you the rest of the way. Bo, appreciate it as always.
All right. Thank you.
That's going to do it for us. We'll see you for another edition next Wednesday at 2 right here on The Fan.
Thanks for listening to this week's Inside Look at the Atlanta Braves. Join us every Wednesday at 2 when we take you inside the Braves Clubhouse. It's the Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators, an exclusive presentation of the Atlanta Braves and WCNN North Atlanta, a Dickey Broadcasting Station, the home of your Atlanta Braves. The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.